Hey, this is Jay.
And Aaron.
And Richard.
And we're the VCR Kids. We watch movies from our childhood and we see if they still hold up. This week, Aaron has chosen a movie that I have no knowledge or experience of, so she's probably going to do most of the talking.
I don't remember it that well.
Well, would you like to introduce the film?
It is called Death Becomes Her.
And why did you choose it?
Because I was like, it fits like the VCR Kids. Like, I think I saw that when I was like 10. Seemed weird. I remember kind of liking it, kind of being creeped out. I don't know if it fits. And then I saw like a trailer for it on like HBO Max or something. And I was like, oh yeah, that movie. I wonder if it's good still. Bruce Willis is in it.
Yeah, that's why you wanted to watch it.
No, he plays. So this is him actually. I do remember his role in this. He is not playing just straight up Bruce Willis. He's playing like a dweeb. So he's a dweeb in this. So we'll see how that goes. And Meryl Streep's in it and Goldie Hawn's in it. Richard, do you remember this movie at all?
I haven't seen a single frame of this movie that I'm aware of. But apparently it is a gay cult classic and they screened this during Pride Month, which it is.
Oh, perfect. I didn't even know. Yes. Okay. yes. I can see that. It's basically like these two ladies who like want to be beautiful and they get super glam, but they do it through like voodoo death magic. So they become like walking glam corpses and they try and like out glam each other, but then they also try and like kill each other and they put like holes through each other's bodies and like all this weird crap. Because they can't die normally, but their body just, like, gets holes in it and stuff.
So is this, like, a horror movie or a comedy or
something? It is a very dark comedy, I think. Okay. So it's supposed to be a comedy, but it's definitely, like, kind of horrific in ways. I don't know how to explain it. I think there's a scene where Goldie Hawn has, like, cat eyes.
Oh, wow.
If it... What was that movie that we watched, Aaron, with the cat eyes?
It was that one with Kristen Wiig and
Zach Galifianakis.
Yeah, and they play those robbers.
Yeah.
It's like based
on... If you ever want to see me not able to stop laughing... Show me Zach Galifianakis and cat eyes, and I literally can't contain myself.
Yeah, it's so weird. That just hits you right perfectly.
I don't, like I said, I haven't seen this movie. I don't really have any experience with it, but I do like Meryl Streep and Goldie Hawn and sometimes Bruce Willis. And I like most of the Robert Zemeckis movies I've seen. So I'm interested in it. We'll see. Should be a fun watch. I remember my watching, what was it? Foul Play when I was a kid that had Goldie Hawn in it. And I thought it was so fun. That's my contribution.
You're welcome.
We've seen a Zemeckis film on this, Who Framed Roger Rabbit?
Oh, mm-hmm. Okay. So it can't, I don't know. I bet it'll be good. I really don't remember that many details other than from the trailer I watched not that long ago.
There seems to be a prominent cleavage on the poster of this movie.
Yeah.
I don't know if that's...
Because they're trying to be beautiful and they just like are trying to outglam each other and they're constantly wearing like crazy clothes and gotcha. They care about being beautiful.
Yeah, and I mentioned this before we started recording. Apparently, this won the Oscar for Best Visual Effects. I imagine for the corpse, I don't know. Is that even a... I don't know what it's even...
I don't know. I can't even say. I think Meryl Streep's head turns backwards. So
this will be great.
Yep.
Oh. It looks like it barely made its budget back. It had a budget of $55 million, grossed $58 million in the U.S. So it's probably why there weren't any sequels to this. Death Becomes Her too.
Oh.
She's still becoming.
Yeah. But it's a cult classic now, so there's that.
I'm trying to remember what I liked Goldie Hawn from. I only remember her, I think, from Captain Ron. You remember that movie with Kurt Russell?
Yeah. She was
Martin Short.
Was that... Oh. That's not Overboard?
No. No, Overboard, I think, is where she like bumps her head and can't remember anything.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I'm trying to look up all her movies, but... Man, she was in so many movies.
Oh, yeah.
Foul Play.
Mm.
Oh, she was in the Sugarland Express, which I still haven't seen. I need to watch that. That Steven Spielberg movie.
Oh. I didn't know that one.
Wow. I didn't realize she was 75. She's older than I thought. Wow.
She's Kate Hudson's mom.
That's right.
You're welcome.
She was in a movie kind of recently with... What was it? Snatched, where she like played a mom. She does not look 75. That movie came out in 2017. She's definitely does not look 75 in that movie.
Out of Towners. Wasn't that a big movie?
Yes.
She was in that one.
Mm. Well, you can also look up Goldie Hawn's IMDb page at home.
Yeah. Let us know what you think about it.
I don't know.
What are your favorite Goldie flicks?
Join the conversation. Yeah.
While you're at it, maybe some Meryl Streep ones too.
Oh gosh, those are innumerable.
Innumerable.
Yeah.
You heard it here, folks. You can't even number all the Meryl Streep movies.
No. We don't know everything she's touched.
Who's That's a
influenced
fact.
By her? When did she show up for just a day on accident? Maybe she brought somebody a coffee to check up on their progress. Maybe she doesn't do that stuff. We just don't know. That's the point.
So as you can probably tell, we don't have a whole lot to say about this movie. So we're going to go ahead and take a break here and watch it. And then we'll have some actual things to say about it after we've all seen it. And we'll talk to you in a bit. Bye-bye.
Goodbye.
Hi, I'm Austin.
And I'm Cameron, and we host a fan fiction podcast called Suck My Fic.
Have you ever wondered who would win in a fight between Big Bird and Guy Fieri?
Or maybe you're just wondering, is there any possible way Eeyore could get any hotter?
Every Monday, we read some really bad fan fictions to find out.
We read all about who R2 is D2F. It's super fun and super uncomfortable.
Find us on suckmyfic.com or wherever you get your podcasts.
Come listen to us discuss what kind of nasty stuff we think Shaggy has made Scooby-Doo do for a Scooby snack.
Racky, no!
All right, we have all finished watching Death Becomes Her, and... We're a little bit different than we were last time we spoke.
What?
What do you mean, what? That movie changed me. Aaron, would you like to give us a little plot recap? And
It's never explained exactly why until the end, but Goldie Hawn's character and Meryl Streep's character of beef. Like they're frenemies.
What do you mean it's not explained? It's explained right in the beginning. She steals all her boyfriends.
Yeah,
right.
I guess so. But it's like why? It's a complicated relationship. Clearly, because they keep coming around each other, but they do terrible things to each other. But they act friendly. She steals her fiance and runs off with him for like the third time or something. This has happened multiple times. just completely. Her
So
Meryl Streep.
Meryl Streep steals Goldie Hawn's fiance,
who is Bruce Willis. Yeah.
Who is definitely this is probably the most acting I've ever seen Bruce Willis do.
He's not Bruce Willis-y in this role. I have to say.
The worst acting I've ever seen Meryl Streep do.
No.
As someone who is a theater major and grew up doing theater stuff, everyone idolized the goddess of acting, Meryl Streep, and how she could really just become a role and had so many Academy Award nods and all this stuff. My opinion is completely changed of her after watching this movie.
I thought she did fine. Like, the woman herself, the character, is supposed to be a Hollywood cheese ball.
Mm-hmm.
So that's what she did. She's supposed to be, like, a crappy actress Hollywood cheese ball that is, like, oh, in her glamour head. That's what she's supposed to be. That's what she did. That's who she made you believe she was in this film.
I mean, if this is her worst role, then that's not bad, right? Like, we've seen plenty of really bad acting on this podcast.
I don't think it's the acting that I have an issue with. I think it's the choice of project.
Oh.
that was completely out of left field for her.
I mean, yeah, but whatever. She rocked it. So that sets into motion this chain of events in which Goldie Hawn goes on this like downward spiral. She like gains all this weight. It's like,
oh my gosh.
There's two back to back 7 year time jumps to explain that.
They directorially, visually fat shame her so much.
Well, it's like that might be the grossest scene with her just slopping.
Eating frosting.
Yeah.
They're like obsessed with her butt in that fat suit. Yeah. Like, they keep showing it over and over and over again.
I was more disturbed by like her hair and lack of cleanliness. That's why I was like, oh my God. Cause like her face was like dripping and her hair was like all matted in the back. And like her apartment was a train wreck of dirt and filth.
Yeah, I'm going to say this multiple times, but this movie was ridiculous because she was in her little apartment rewatching over and over again this scene from Meryl's, I guess, one movie she did where she's being strangled.
Yeah.
And she's just like, oh, this is so good. Like the police are knocking down the door because I guess she's being evicted and she just can't get enough of it. It's so sad watching that. But it's goofy, too. It's sad and goofy. So goofy.
But she can afford to stock her entire cabinets full of frosting.
Yeah.
So many cats.
She went on, like, a coupon sweeps day and just, you know, got a bunch. Anyway. Yeah. So then she ends up in a mental hospital where her doctor unwittingly gives her the idea to eliminate. What's her name? Meryl Streep's character?
I have no idea.
Because she says, I want to talk about
Madeline.
Madeline. I want to talk about Madeline. And then, like, all the insane patients that are locked in there with her all scream, like, no, 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 you, no. Like, they, because I guess she just wouldn't shut up about it. That's the impression you get. So then it's like another 7 year time jump where she's been like, oh yeah, I should eliminate Madeline. The doctor meant from her life, but she didn't hear that second part. And the next time you see her, she's like beautiful and elegant in a red dress at a book signing and she's recaptured. Like, it's very obvious that Madeline and Bruce Willis's character, the doctor, they've had like marital issues. He's drinking a lot. She's aggressive and like kind of browbeats him.
Well, he was a famous surgeon, a plastic surgeon,
which is why she swept him up.
And now he
paints cadavers.
Yeah. He's a mortician. So he like prepares the bodies.
But yep. not specific. Like, he's a very specific type of mortician.
Yeah, who he
beautifies makes, people. Yeah,
who makes them look good for the casket.
In Hollywood, I guess.
Yeah. Yep. Which is important.
It led to one of my favorite scene, maybe, is when he's at the bar and that woman's like, "Oh, you did a wonder with my, what was it, aunt or something?"
How'd you do it?
Yeah, yeah. What's your secret? He's like, spray paint. That was so good.
So she recaptures his attention, and she's kind of like manipulating both of them, and kind of convinces him that they're going to plan to kill Madeline in this like very strange, like very planned out way where it looks like she's gone down the cliff. But while they're like conniving and doing all of that, Madeline goes to see this woman. Is it Liesel?
Witch.
Yeah. Liesel von Rumen or something. Right.
Who is it
who recommends that she go there? Like, she was talking to someone who said, like...
It was that guy in the beauty salon.
Was it a beauty salon? I couldn't figure out, like, what it was like on in that scene.
Like an anti-aging spa center.
Treatment. Yeah. Like a place you would go to get Botox, but, like, more intense because we're in Hollywood. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? Because they literally do... Like, they have the guy, like, hooked up to, like, the blood... They had the people. Do you know what I was saying? Like, you saw that in one of the reflections as they were passing by and stuff. But, like, that's for real. Like, Kim Kardashian got a blood facial. Like, and she talked about it. So, like, who knows? But anyway. So that's who recommends that she go to this place. And Liesel shows her this potion and that gives her... It stops aging in its tracks and makes you look young and beautiful and you never die. She's like, "Oh, I'm 70 years old." So she takes it, but then finds out, like, "Oh, well, you're, like, dead, though."
Right.
What? And she like, your body dies.
No.
From taking the potion.
No, it doesn't.
Yes.
No, she says, like, what she says to them when she takes the potion is, like, this body will last you a long time, so take care of it. The body doesn't die. She immediately dies after taking the potion, and so she starts, like, decomposing, but she's still moving around.
See, I was under the impression that the potion froze their body in time. So, like...
I get the impression that you, the self, like the soul would live forever, but you need to take care of the body because it will not. Mm-hmm. Like, and so that decomposes and rots still. So that's why you need to take care of it because you're not going to die. You're forever on this plane, but your body isn't.
Mm-hmm. See,
that's what she said to them.
Right.
I got the impression that like her body died from the potion, but like then... Like, they just kept beating the living crap out of it.
They didn't take care of their body, which is what she advised them to do. Yes.
Because he threw her down the stairs, like, as soon as she got home.
Right. Which is another funny scene. And killed
her, which is why her body starts decomposing.
Yeah, like, her head is, like, hanging, like, her collarbone's, like, jutting out, and her neck is, like, rattling around, and, like...
Yeah. There's this whole, like, plot for them to kill her, like to drug her and make it look like she drunk drove over. I like that montage. I thought that was really well shot. You know, that goes over the cliff, blows up. It's so good. And then Bruce Willis completely just
snaps
and doesn't do any of it.
Well, I thought the way that he killed her was like really funny because she could have gone down, right? She was like hovering on the edge for a while. And she was like, "Oh, save me." He's like, "Oh God, I'm so sorry." And he reaches out to like help her. And she was like, "Hurry up, you spineless idiot." And then he just changes his mind and like gives her a little tap, gives her a little flick. And she goes,
And she takes the longest stairfall of all time. Oh
God, that was the most violent. That was a ragdoll scene right there. Just
didn't you like
whipping
it,
around? Oh my God! Yeah.
Well, she wasn't actually flying through the air. That would have made it better. She was, like, launched at the end of it.
People
like,
do
out
go
the
flying
window.
Through the air in this movie. A lot of people go flying through the air.
Yeah.
Which, can we back up and talk about Liesl? Because that actress's performance, what's her name? I've seen her and stuff before.
Isabella Rossellini. Oh, Rosalina? Rossellini?
Yes.
She was in Blue Velvet.
Yes. Yeah. She is perfect in this role. Because, like, that, yeah, because she has to be, like, super dramatic, but cannot come off campy at all. Like, she has to, like, you fully believe her eyes, like when she's saying all of this, it's like she can do it.
Oh, you
without...
were looking at her eyes?
Jay Moore. Like, she can do that kind of wild performance without it becoming like cringy. Do you know what I'm saying?
I mean, like, this movie is a few little pieces away from really not being a great movie.
Yeah, if they'd cast her differently, I think it would have been like not good.
Yeah.
But they did a good job casting that role.
Yeah, yeah. She quite an interesting necklace she had on.
They're
like
just
the first
talking
scene.
About it because she's likes to be naked and the necklace covers her boobies and that's she's not wearing a shirt.
Right.
That's what they're telling you, listeners.
I'm trying to think of, like, I just saw a picture of her now, and I know that we've seen her in something. I don't remember if it was a VCR Kids movie or not, but now I'm, like, racking my brain. Anyway, sorry, that has nothing to do with this.
She was in, well, no, Wild at Heart. We didn't watch that. I'll look through it.
Oh, she was in 30 Rock. That might be what I'm thinking of. She had a character in there.
So she's Meryl Streep's dead, not dead, and has this bizarre. So now we see why this thing won Best Visual Effects, because a wonky scene where like an exorcist, like the head's the opposite direction. I thought Bruce Willis did. I kind of liked him in this movie a lot.
Yeah.
I thought his reactions, his yelling was appropriate. Yeah. It was good.
Yeah. Well. Before he was in Die Hard, he was a comedic actor on like a sitcom, right?
Moonlighting or something.
Yeah.
Right?
And then when they cast him in Die Hard, everyone was like, this is a joke, right? Because this guy's a dweeb. You know, so then I guess he went back to his dweeb roots for this role.
Yes.
So, like, Bruce Willis probably would have at some point considered this more in his wheelhouse than being, like, the Macho Man character that we all know him as now. But, no.
Oh, this is kind of an inside joke, maybe, but we saw an Ankh in this.
Oh.
So.
Trivia.
Yeah, when I saw that, I went, oh, Aaron, oh, Ankh. Anyways,
I got that question right at Trivium. Just so everyone knows. Yeah. What is that thing? Oh, it's an Ankh. The loopy Egyptian symbol cross.
Right. So Goldie Hawn shows up and she gets shot by Meryl. And
a perfect hole blown right out of her.
That's right. Another nice little visual effect throughout the movie.
But I liked when you could see their shadows only and like your shadow had a hole in the middle. And that was funny.
Right. But surprise, she also drank the potion.
And that's how she was able to turn beautiful and gorgeous to show back up in that red dress. And that bit is a little bit unsettling because she like sits up out of the water with her eyes like glowing like cat eyes.
Right.
And it's like, what did you do to me?
Yeah, because I guess that the whatchamacallit, the Bruce Willis had, like, that was the scene before they were trying to get her eye color, Marilyn's eye color, right?
He was, so she kind of realized that she needed his talents as a mortician to fix the body that they messed up. Like, her now corpse body, he, like, spray painted her, made her look real good again. Because that's what he does. And so her and Goldie Hawn are both dead, both battling it out. And then they realize, like, this is kind of stupid at this point. And they realize their new goal needs to be, is it Ernest? Making Bruce Willis's character Ernest drink the potion also, because they need to keep him around so that he can continue to upgrade their bodies, because he's fixed them both up, and that's the only way they're going to get through this afterlife.
This eternity.
Well, life.
Yeah, this eternity in this body, that are now, these bodies that are now dead. So that's like the whole second chunk of the movie is them trying to get him to take the potion.
Yeah. I'm looking at the plot summary on Wikipedia. The pitfalls of immortality. I would say that's the second part of this movie. Yeah.
So they take him to Liesl's. She's having a huge party. It should be amazing. You know, all these like famous celebrities are around, like James Dean and Elvis and Marilyn Monroe and all these people who quote unquote died young. I guess they just took the potion.
Yes, that was, I really enjoyed this movie on a superficial level. I really enjoyed it, but that was my least favorite part, because like, oh, there's Elvis and oh, there's James Dean. All this is like, okay, that's a little too cheeseball for me. I was like,
yeah, right. It was a bit much, but she can't convince him because he's kind of neurotic, I guess. And he has experienced the kind of worst sides of this potion by having to deal, and like the thought of dealing with Madeline and Goldie Hawn's character for the rest of eternity really turns his stomach, so he won't take the potion.
Helen
and Marilyn, he's like, no, I can't deal with them for the rest of eternity. So he refuses to, and they essentially throw him off a roof.
Wow. I mean, in fairness, he kind of got into that bind himself.
Yeah. I mean, and then they just kind of say, screw it, and go off. They all kind of go off their separate ways.
Yeah. But he does not die from that fall. He goes in a pool. Mm-hmm. And
they don't know it.
Yeah. And then he lives out the rest of his life. He seems to have a good life. I don't know.
His old picture looks like Rainn Wilson.
Yeah, like we flash forward after that to his funeral, which is like 30 something years later. And his family's like, Ernest said life begins at 50. So I guess that was that day that he fell in the pool.
Right.
And the two of them, Helen and Marilyn, are in the background cackling, but they're all covered up, so you can't really see them.
And every time Erin says Marilyn, she means Madeline.
But Madeline, yeah, sorry. And then we get a load of them uncovered finally, and they look like crap.
They look chunky.
Like they're all melted and mispainted and flaky, and their bodies have clearly, it's bad.
Yeah, and we get to see one last tumble down the stairs. And boy, is it worth it.
And then they
it.
Fall apart.
Yeah. And their severed heads are like, where'd you park the car? Like, clearly this has happened before. So they're kind of screwed. So.
Yeah. Yeah, it's kind of disturbing because they show some of their body parts and it looks kind of like rotten little chicken pieces. It's just like, what kind of... kind of existence are they living?
Ugh. Yeah, it's bad. It's very bad. And one other note is Liesel had these workout men that just showed
workout men.
Yeah, I don't know, because their outfits were so weird and their hair was so weird. I was like, "Them, what is that?" And Jay was like, "Aaron, what are you talking about?" I was just like, "What are they wearing and doing and being like?" Their whole essence was weird.
Her manservants.
Yeah, their whole essence was weird.
They all had great blowouts and
they did.
No shirts on.
Brazilian blowouts.
Well, okay.
That's what you call that hairdo.
Okay. Yeah, so that's the movie.
Yeah.
Did you guys like it?
Well, I think me and Jay might have different opinions on this one.
Yeah, it sounds like Richard loved it.
I think the thing is, I came into this movie probably I was like, I'm not going to enjoy this movie. This doesn't seem like the movie for me. But I think because I think we've had a conversation in the past. This movie reminded me of Heathers, and you didn't enjoy that, right, Jay?
Yeah, I didn't really like Heathers.
I like Heathers.
I really enjoy Heathers. This was like a Tales from the Crypt kind of version of Heathers. Mm-hmm. I loved it.
Yeah, it was. I don't know. I enjoyed watching it. I enjoyed my time watching it. Because it is just a completely bonkers movie. And it's well made. Like, it's not bad. You can't say it's like a bad movie. It was a fun watch, but I don't think I'll ever like seek it out to watch again.
Yeah. I can't believe he 2 years later did Forrest Gump, right?
Yeah. I was looking at Zemeckis's filmography and it was like he did Back to the Future, then this, then the other Back to the Futures, and then Forrest Gump.
Yeah. I can tell this is the same guy who did Who Framed Roger Rabbit.
Yeah.
That mm-hmm. seems to be somehow connected in tone. But Forrest Gump.
I think this was way sillier than Who Framed Roger Rabbit.
You thought this movie? Well, I don't know. Who Framed Roger Rabbit was pretty silly, Jay.
Yeah, that was wild. I don't know what you're thinking.
Well, I know. This just seemed a lot goofier to me. I don't know.
Yeah. Yeah, I mean, there's obviously, as we just discussed, you just enjoy it, right? Like, there is, at the end of this movie, when they fall to pieces, you just go, okay, well, that was nice. Like, it's not to be taken seriously.
Yeah, I mean, I guess as far as holding up, I could definitely see... I know we probably talked about this in the first part, but did you actually watch this when you were a kid, Aaron?
I think I saw it as like a preteen, and weirdly enough, I think my mom was like, "Oh yeah, this movie's pretty good." So,
none of us have kids, so I don't usually watch the movie with a lens of like, would a kid like would this be okay for a kid to watch? I mean, it's pretty violent, but I don't know if other than that, there's really, Liesel is,
it's a bit disturbing.
I was about to say, the first thing I said to Renee after we finished watching this, I was like, I'm really glad I did not watch this as a child, because I would have been equal parts confused and frightened. Like this wouldn't have been good for me.
Yeah. Yeah. But I also think like that would have been the perfect time to watch it. Like, you know what I mean? Like, I don't know. I said, there's nothing. It's well made. Even the cheesy special effects, like, still kind of hold up, even though like they're so obviously cheesy special effects.
Right.
But it was enjoyable to watch. I think it is what it is. Like, I don't think it like changed over time. You know what I mean? Like, some movies will be like, don't stand up to the test of time.
Right. I mean, this thing cost $55 million to make. I don't know if we talked too much about that in the first part, but it made back $149 million, I guess, worldwide. So tripled its money.
Well, and it was, you said it got an Oscar for special effects, right?
Visual effects, yeah.
Yeah, I can see that.
Yeah, well, because like there's a lot, I don't know if we talked about that too much. There's obviously physical gags throughout. Like there's one part where Goldie Hawn sits down and the spike thing goes through the hole, but it's just casual, right? Like it's...
Yeah, that was funny.
Yeah, there's a lot of stuff like that.
There's a lot of heads bobbing around.
Yes.
Yeah, Meryl Streep's head is flopping all over the place.
Yeah, isn't that good acting, Jay? All over the place with the head.
I don't know if she's if that's acting, but oh man. Anyway. Yeah, well, we had to rent this one to watch it, but if you guys have it laying around, check it out. It might be worth it. What did you think, Aaron?
I obviously liked it. I enjoyed watching it. I thought it was funny and weird and yeah.
So check out Death Becomes Her. And next week, we'll come at you with another movie. Bye-bye.
Bye.
Shoulder.
Cats.
Radio.
Ah! .com.